While French President Emmanuel Macron is still searching for the ideal candidate to fill the position of Prime Minister, new names keep emerging on the list of contenders. Bernard Cazeneuve, a throwback for Macron. Born in 1963 in Senlis, Bernard Cazeneuve is a seasoned figure in French politics. A former lawyer, he entered politics in 1997 as a member of parliament for Manche. Over the years, he has established himself as a key player in the successive governments of French President François Hollande, 2012-2017, holding several significant positions. As Minister of the Interior from 2014-2016, Cazeneuve dealt with major events, including the 2015 January and November attacks. His handling of these crises involved a significant increase in security measures across the country. Previously, he also served as Minister of State for European Affairs and took part in negotiations on European policies. His time at the Ministry of Finance, while brief, was marked by reforms aimed at modernizing the tax system. Cazeneuve completed his term as Prime Minister, succeeding Manuel Valls in December 2016, and held the position until the end of the presidential term in May 2017. Since then, he has chosen to step back from active politics but remains a respected figure, frequently consulted on current affairs. On Monday morning, Emmanuel Macron received Bernard Cazeneuve, described by Socialist Party First Secretary Olivier Faure as the only left-wing man who fought against the Popular Front, at the Élysée as part of his consultations on appointing a new prime minister. However, for a president who assumed office in 2017 with a pledge to radically overhaul France's governance, the appointment of a former prime minister from a previous administration might be viewed as a setback and a return to old practices. Lucy Castets, ENA graduate and technocrat. However, supporters of La France Insoumise maintain that they will oppose any prime minister besides Lucy Castets. In July, Lucy Castets was nominated by the Nouveau Front Populaire, NFP, as their candidate for the position of Prime Minister of France, following the 2024 legislative elections in which the NFP secured the most seats but did not achieve a majority. A state administrator, 37-year-old Lucy Castets from Cannes, is a graduate of the École Nationale d'Administration. In 2014, she joined the Ministry of Economy and Finance, working in the General Directorate of the Treasury. Later, she headed the International Department of the French Financial Intelligence Unit. In September 2020, she became a financial and budget advisor for the City of Paris before being appointed Director of Finance and Procurement for the city in October 2023. Following her appointment, Lucy Castets stated that her political priorities are the reversal of Macron's pension reform, a tax reform to ensure that everyone pays their fair share, and improving purchasing power through increases in wages and social benefits. Thierry Baudet, the little-known figure. The name of Thierry Baudet, not to be confused with Thierry Baudet, a self-proclaimed conspiracy theorist and far-right Dutch politician, began circulating since Monday morning. Baudet, a civil society figure with a background in teaching and no political experience, was met twice by Emmanuel Macron at the Élysée as part of his consultations, according to a source close to economic circles, before being swiftly introduced as the potential future prime minister. In light of this unexpected attention, the former head of the National Federation of the French Mutuality remains reticent, neither confirming nor denying his aspirations to become prime minister or his plans for a political shift after a career in the background. Xavier Bertrand, a sense of déjà vu. Adding to the potential uncertainty, Macron also met with Xavier Bertrand on Monday afternoon. Bertrand, a right-wing leader of the Hauts-de-France region and former minister. Born in 1965, Bertrand served as Minister of Health from 2005 to 2007 under Dominique de Villepin's government during Jacques Chirac's presidency. He later held the positions of Minister of Labour, Social Relations, Solidarity, and Family from 2007 to 2009, and Minister of Labour, Employment, and Health from 2010 to 2012. Bertrand also played a key role in Nicolas Sarkozy's 2007 presidential campaign. On Monday, Sarkozy praised him as a good choice for the right, although the National Rally has expressed strong opposition to the potential appointment of Xavier Bertrand, whom they describe as spineless, according to MP Sebastian Chenu. Nonetheless, even with an appointed prime minister, governing France without an absolute majority remains an immensely challenging task.